You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
We're live, Joe and Mike, back again, buildassetsonline.com. I'm feeling fired up, Mike. It feels like we haven't done an episode in a while. I know we have, but it just feels that way.
It's been a week, and we didn't have any of that, the short clips to pepper in for the people, you know? So
yeah, the people need the peppering.
A constant sprinkling of content, or else you're irrelevant. People think, you know, you're a scam if you stop publishing for...
You know what? We got to get on TikTok. We got to get on TikTok, Mike. I think that's really where all
the money is. I hate to say I agree, but I don't disagree.
Yeah. So in today's episode, we're going to be doing some live niche research. We got a comment. Someone's like, it's not pronounced niche. It's niche. But at the end of the day, I think there's a quote by Andrew Jackson, the former president. He said, there's many ways to say a word. Or there's many ways to spell a word or something. Because I think he was pretty illiterate.
There you go.
I don't know if that's true, but I recall that in some regard.
Let me give it a second. Let some people get into the chat or get into the live stream, but also get into the chat. Because if you're here, please check in, take attendance. Let us know who you are.
Matt Gemko said, love these videos.
Facts.
So yeah, what we're going to do is we're just going to browse the web, look for interesting products that could possibly be drop shipped, you know, as if we were doing it ourselves and starting a new store.
Yeah. So, why don't we start? I'm assuming you're going to take the wheel on this.
I could take the wheel. Dragons Edit shows, I pronounce it the first way you said it. Ryan Schultz, we'll get to it. You can start leaving the comments, we'll get to them intermittently, but we will answer almost all of them. Do you guys recommend video retargeting advertising for high ticket? Yes, we do. And I think it's in our course on how to do that, basically.
Yeah, we do have a very simple YouTube retargeting setup. And that is in the course, how to make the videos and stuff like that really cheaply and easily. And it works. It works. Really, the next key would be to get that to work for cold traffic. But that's almost Facebook ads level type stuff you're doing, because you're going after like particular audiences and stuff like that. But that's really, really top of the funnel, above where we operate, I'd say. Above where you need to operate, because, you know, Joe, as we say, this high-ticket dropshipping stuff, it's simple. It's not always easy, but it's simple. And you just stick to the script that we provide. I think it's pretty inevitable that you'll get something out of it.
I want to compare it actually to a business model that is kind of a real life business model. There's a guy that used to live around us that did this. He was like one of these guys. He had many businesses throughout our childhood and whatever. We were kind of friends with their kids or whatever. But what I'm going to compare it to is vending machines. Like there are people that like own vending machines and like manage them off and drop them off at different places. And it's a very simple business model. It's just like you get the machine, you put it in a place, you collect the money from the machine. And you're not going to, you know, odds are you can, I was going to say you're not going to get rich doing it, but I guess you could. What I think is more appropriate to say is that it can kind of be like as big or as small as you want it to be. Obviously, the bigger you get, you know, you're going to have to hire a lot of guys, manage all the vending machines, and develop all these systems. But if you just want to do it yourself, you know, you could probably make a nice living with the vending machines. So,
yeah. And Joe, I think really, although if we only provided for people a way to make $1,000 a month and then sell that business for $30,000, then we're going above and beyond what, you know, the average person is exposed to, what the average person needs to succeed, because you just do that 10 times and you're sitting pretty, I mean, compared to the average person. So,
right.
You know, yeah, I mean, I think we've kind of discovered this idea of building assets online, we really took it and ran with it. I mean, in only a couple of years, we went from like just having one store to having like six stores, 10 content sites, a Kindle business, like, and we've really been just riding that ever since.
Right. And it all, I mean, the thing about it is, and this is what people should take away, is that it's all in, like, the skills are very translatable.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of the main thing, is that once you learn how to build one online business, building the next one, especially if it's like the same kind, is much easier. It's much easier, and it's kind of exponential and builds on itself. And, you know, I think you could follow this path that we teach all the way to financial freedom. I think there's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
And we were discussing this amongst ourselves, but following the path to financial freedom is one thing, because I think for us, that's already been achieved. But following it to, you know, going on the Illuminati spaceship is another thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're right. I think, you know, what we teach does have some sort of limitation in that you're not going to most likely get to 100 million. And that's okay, because you need to take steps to get to that point. Because in order to get to the 100 million, you're going to need to pick up a bunch of skills that you'll learn getting to 1 million and then 10 million. And then at 10 million, you make the connections with the people to do the things that will get you to 100 million. So that's enough about that.
Let's just do some, I don't know if I can listen, but here's a comment for the team.
Man, Byron. Yeah. Let's just jump right into it. So the topic today, we're just going to browse around, find some high ticket niches, because people have trouble here as always. Yeah. And
you know what? We closed the niche selection masterclass because you guys didn't appreciate it. So it's gone now.
Yeah, it is available for people that purchased the full e-commerce course and the
I want to say one more thing about that. Our students, when we put out, like, our existing students loved the niche selection masterclass, but we got some comments from people who bought the class standalone didn't like it. And I think that tells a lot. It could say multiple things. Number one, our students have the full context of everything in our full course package. So that could make what's in the niche selection masterclass something more, you know, a little more powerful, way more powerful. But the other thing you could say is that, you know, sometimes, I think a lot of times when people buy something for a lower ticket price online, like especially a course, you know, they expect, I think it, I mean, from my perspective, truly the information in there is worth 1,000 times more than $97 because of how long it took us to figure out. But to someone coming in, you know, they expect to spend $97 and then the course does your dishes and mows your lawn for you and does all this stuff that really, it's not designed to do. It's just designed to like help you with that one specific topic. It's not going to help you with ads. It's not going to help you with site design. It's not going to help you with all that other stuff.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, because I had this thought the other day. For $97, we're revealing one of our actual websites that we sold for six figures. That alone, if they back in the day, I would pay $97 just to click the button and see what the site was.
Easy. I would have paid $1,000.
Easy. And we not only do we reveal the site, we break down the entire methodology behind the site, and the suppliers, the whole thing. So just that alone is, I don't know. Right. Enough about that. Let's move on to people that watch this. They want to see the content, and they appreciate what we're doing. So, I mean, Joe, what did you Google here?
I Googled landscaping stones, because I was curious. You know, I was looking outside. I see a lot of stones, a lot of rocks, a lot of pebbles. You know, people are using this stuff in landscaping. And so I figured, obviously, one rock is not going to cost you a lot. But when you're ordering a lot of rocks. I was just curious to see. And I thought maybe this could be a B2B thing because maybe, you know, landscaping companies are ordering, I don't know, like pallets or truckloads of the stuff. So I was just curious.
Yeah, why don't you open that up right there? That's a shit Google Shopping ad right there. It doesn't even like make sense.
Right.
What is this? Okay.
So this is pots planter.
Large rectangular granite planter.
Oh, this is a planter. I thought this was a rock.
Yeah. No. What is that picture? The first picture.
Yeah.
So this is B2B.
B2B kind of.
Could be.
Yeah. So basically, you know, what this is if you're listening on the audio only, you know, we're looking at if you go to like a cafe or a restaurant, one of those huge like planters that you see like a bunch of bushes dripping out of, and you know, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of people like to do the garden niche, and I'd say it's something that like it's one of those things that a lot of people try and do, and they all wind up doing the same types of brands and products. I mean, in 3 seconds, this is like a great idea.
Yeah, I've never seen that. And anyone I've seen do the garden stuff, I've never seen this.
Yeah, this is a fantastic idea. I mean, the shipping is probably expensive because how much does this weigh?
Good question.
It doesn't say, but I mean, even if the shipping is...
Because they're lightweight.
Oh.
You know, it probably doesn't weigh that much until you get like the soil in it.
Yeah, maybe you got to fill it with soil, and then it weighs a lot. But even if it costs you, I mean, the margins on this are probably pretty good because it's just material. Like, it's not
right. Can I say something else, Mike? When I look at this, you know, why do we only have 5 viewers? This should be the best stream we've ever done. But
well, we hopped in a bit impromptu, Joe.
Yeah, probably pick up a little bit. But anyway, I feel like something like this, why is this not the perfect private label opportunity? A little bit out of the scope of high ticket dropshipping, but there's no technical parts to this. I feel like you can convert off generic keywords. I'm curious to see. Like, I'm just curious. Part of me is thinking, let me go on Alibaba right now and see. I don't know where this is from, but
well, why don't we dive a bit further into this type of thing? Like, why don't we search large rectangular planter? Yeah.
Just writing it down for later.
Now that we've
Raymore and Flanagan.
Look at this. Raymore and Flanagan. Oh, it's made of fiberglass. Okay. Yard art. Yeah, I mean, this is like...
I'm going to sort by over 1,200 or so. It's eplanters.com.
We got Nigel Thornberry in here.
Hello, boys.
Actually, it looks like real life Nigel Thornberry.
I don't know who that is. Is that related to Jessica Thornberry?
Thornberry is the cartoon.
Yeah. I don't really remember that. I remember the name.
Much of a boomer.
Yeah, so look at this. Another fiberglass tall rectangular planter. I mean, I don't know what else we're going to find.
What I wanted to find was more similar type stuff.
Well, what is this? What is this? Right, design rolled rim frame composite. Oh, this is just a different material. This is on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm not looking for like different types of these things, but I'm looking for other websites that are selling this stuff that you can maybe draw inspiration from.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is all well and good. I mean, Joe, they probably also have like the pots for the big ass plants.
Planters Unlimited. I mean, I feel like we're on,
Well, here we are, Planters Unlimited. They must have everything. Hedges, dividers.
Where do you see this?
It's like the second thing in the navigation.
Let's take a look at this. I feel like these are going to be cheap. Maybe not. Look at this. Artificial horsetail. Did I pick that up? That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is what the okay.
So this is like a hotel type. Yeah, it's kind of the similar thing we were looking at before, but it has artificial horsetail type leaves pointing up, I guess, to create dividers and privacy between like a table at a restaurant or something.
What is site amenities? If you go over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Privacy screen.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Look
at this.
Yeah, this got me thinking. Like, I'm thinking like hotel dividers and
planning your next commercial project. Boom. B2B. You guys wanted the B2B. This is it.
Yeah. Look at this.
Right in this one. I don't know why we waste our time on stream giving this away to people.
I know.
I'm surprised that like some of the stuff we find sometimes.
I truly am. It's not like. Go back. I wanted to see. Go back to the site amenities thing, because beyond the realm of planting. Whoa!
Fiberglass
sphere. Yeah. How much is that?
$650.
Just a circle. This is amazing.
Yeah, pretty epic though. I feel like you see these in places.
I mean, I've seen it like Target.
Yeah, it looks like those balls in front of Target or whatever.
Yeah, it's also so people don't run their car through the store, right?
Yeah. That's
Keep going.
I just want to write that cost down. Or like something so that you don't run your car through the store window.
Yeah, we can go. Like already, there's so many different avenues we can go down that we would spend an entire hour on, and this is just within a couple minutes.
Yeah. I don't get why everyone is asking about.
Because, Joe, we suck. We suck at making people's, you know, understand what's going on here. I think that's our biggest downfall. Wait. Trash? A $1,700 trash receptacle?
Yeah, this is a B2B trash receptacle. Because, I mean, think about it. You need something that's going to...
Oh, yeah, commercial trash cans. You see that?
You need something that's going to stand up to the elements, you know? You can't just put your trash can inside your house instead of a park. You know, it needs to be like bolted down and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. We got Sean the Don in here. So I've been working 80 hours a week and man, it's been tough. I feel you, Sean the Don. But you gotta do what you gotta do to, you know, get the money up and then, from there, that's when you can really make big things happen because, oh, look at this.
Look at this, Mike. People always say, oh, can I drop ship sofas or couches? You know, what's a unique type of sofa or couch? Boom. Commercial divider sectional sofa. Okay, and think about this for a second. We're looking at the site, and what's the overall concept? It's literally just like commercial furniture. And like all these things you see in like commercial business entities that
yeah.
I almost feel like I don't even notice it when I see it, but
it's like one of those things you realize you've been seeing like everywhere
yeah.
your whole life, but yeah. So Sean the Don said, would you consider this store a perfect store as far as how niche down it is? I'd give it an perfect. A plus.
Perfect.
I mean, you know,
God himself created this store.
Yeah, I mean, a store can work if it's super niche down. It can work if it's super broad. But the way that we try and teach things is in the perspective of, like, majority of people are coming into this with probably a limited budget. Like, they're going to want to spend $30 a day on ads or, you know, $40 a day on ads. And so when you do that, you have to come into things in a certain way so that you're not advertising, like, 50 different brands from 50 different sort of niches, and then you have no idea what's going on. So, I mean, this is a really good store. I give this A plus.
But I feel like the name of this store is actually kind of deceiving. You know, it's called Planters Unlimited, but really, you could attack something from this angle and not necessarily be planters. So, like, I feel like what this concept is basically all that commercial furniture that you always see but aren't quite aware, you know, that you're seeing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Very fascinating. Very fascinating is what I would say.
Yeah, outdoor storage boxes.
Let's look at more site amenities.
Yeah, I wanted to – there was something there I wanted to kind of go off of. Go back.
Ash bins and – hold on. Ash urns.
For, like, smoking?
That's another one right there. That's something to write down.
It's crazy, like
– yeah, because I mean, yeah, you smoke the bone or whatever, and then you got to put it on – you got to put it in one of those things.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, it's crazy because if you think about it, like, literally every restaurant, is hotel, whatever, is going to have one or multiple of these. And it's a pretty big audience, and, like, 0.1% of people are doing this stuff versus doing, like, something way more common, like a vanity or something.
Right. You know, people always go to furniture – yeah, they think they pick out vanities, or they pick out whatever. They're like some generic, like, end table, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying out this new Build Assets Online themed keyboard.
Yeah.
My good friend made it for me. It's not what I'm used to, but I have to say.
Fan mail.
Feels really nice, but yeah. Basically, my friend's philosophy is he's into making these keyboards. And he's like, you know, you spend so much of your day typing, why not give your fingers a luxury experience?
It's quite the philosophy to live by.
And he looked at my current keyboard and he's like, that's the filthiest thing I've ever seen. This is all like dust.
I mean, yo, you're eating friggin' strawberries live on air, typing shit.
There's juices dripping in it. Yeah.
That'd be a good special giveaway. For the next Build Assets Online sale, like
my old keyboard.
Yeah, one lucky student will get your keyboard.
Hey, listen, a lot of magic has happened on that keyboard of multiple different genres of magic. All right.
Speaking of magic, our boy Nigel Thornberry, 10K passive income on Kindle this month. Appreciate the Bow Lifestyle, brothers.
That's what's up.
Taking it easy. Was he in our membership at one point?
I feel like he was. It's crazy how, like, some of our students that don't even talk to us, like, they just email us one day or they contact us and they're like, yeah, I'm doing this now. It's like, oh, cool. Yeah. I haven't heard from you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
No, Joe, go back to site amenities. Just click site amenities again. Go down. Oh, there's a trellis of the cafe.
I'm clicking this. This is a fiberglass cafe barrier. What is this? So this is, I guess, what you'd call a parklet. Oh, is it this brown thing? It's basically like, oh, I see. So you have a street and then you have, like, I guess it kind of like boxes out the sidewalk. I guess you've kind of seen that stuff in New York,
like outdoor, right? I mean, honestly, it just looks like four planters in a bunch. But, why don't we search cafe barrier and see what comes up? Because I feel like we're getting too sucked into this.
Well, they actually are planters, but yeah.
I know, but if you search cafe barrier, maybe some other stuff comes up.
Yeah, this keyboard doesn't have... I like it, but there's nowhere on the J and the F. My fingers don't go back to the right spot.
The plastic control barriers.
Well, I guess we're seeing all this stuff. Or look at the select space partitions.
Yeah, you're getting into the partition type area. scrolled.
Mm-hmm. I'm just opening some results.
Yeah.
This is what we just looked at. But I'm sure there's many, many different types of partitions. We talked about this the other day, I think, in context of like an office store, these portable ballistic
partition.
Yeah. So this is for schools.
It's like bulletproof?
That's true. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I guess we should write down partitions. I don't know what these are, these partition panels. I feel like the partitions might be a little bit.
I mean, it's something I think, you know, that'd be a nice add-on to a store, for sure.
Yeah, you got to find the right ones. I feel like there's a lot of different ones that go in the realm of like custom products.
Yeah.
You know? But these planter partitions, and I feel like maybe these office partitions are something worth investigating.
Yeah. So where do we go from here?
I don't know. We could keep looking. What do you want to do?
I'm saying I think we should do a different search here. Based off of one of the other ideas you had written down, like if you just search if you go to the notepad or something.
Ash urns. I feel like that could be one we haven't explored a lot.
Okay.
Type in commercial ash urn.
Yeah, these are the ones.
Yeah, some of these are pretty cheap though.
Trash cans warehouse.
Let's take a look at that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, these are pretty cheap, but
I mean, how much? Not really.
It's like $800. I mean,
I feel like people may not be buying just one of these, though.
That's true. They could be buying a lot of them. I am curious, Mike. You know, you gotta help me satisfy my curiosity here. I do want to go. I do want to go on Alibaba. I just want to get an idea of like what something like this would cost, because you know, for a generic product like this, urn basket ashtray. Let's see. Can't even find this shit.
Well, there you go. There's that one. Something like that.
These basic commercial ashtrays that are $54. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather sell something like that than
like this, you're saying?
Seeing versus like a cheap FBA product. I mean, that probably, if you go back to the trash can warehouse, I mean, what are they selling that for? Probably $200, something like that.
Well, I want to find one that's similar.
Like those right there, like that Safeco one, that one looks more hefty, but the one to the right of that.
Yeah, like this one?
Yeah, or like the one to the right of that even.
Yeah, I mean, I am curious, like, if this is saying something similar like this is $50 for 50 pieces, I mean, yeah. And then you can kind of like maximize. I mean, I wouldn't even want to put this on FBA. I feel like if with margins like this, why not just run text ads, run shopping ads, you know?
Yeah. If it's, you know, if it's a store you have, you're selling trash cans, and then you can just get your own trash cans. Why not?
Yeah. This is something we might explore, Mike.
Yeah, I think it's certainly in the realm. I mean, it's like you said, Joe. Once you get to a certain stage, you decide to just do things just to do them, just to, you know, conquer the next quest.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to go to a trade show in New Mexico. Not New Mexico, regular Mexico. Mexico City.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, like, that's the problem is, like, I don't even know how to find this. Like, I don't even know where to find the suppliers for this. But whatever. I think the point is we found another high-ticket dropshipping niche. And you mentioned before, Mike, let me just write this down. Commercial ash trays or bone disposal. Cigarettes. So you were talking about before, Mike, how I forgot what I was going to say.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, so we found not just one niche, but I think we found based on the notes you have here, I think this is more than enough to like start a particular store framed around, I don't know, how would you frame this, Joe, into a store?
I guess it would just be, I mean, I would kind of frame this around like commercial, some sort of commercial needs, I guess. Like, I don't exactly know how to, it wouldn't be like commercial partition specific. It would be like, I feel like I would eat like, just looking at all, but then you have the planters, you have all this stuff. I feel like even something called like businesssupply.com could be good for this. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a good domain name. I mean, that's not going to be available, but.
Hey, it might be available, actually. You don't even know the domain names I find.
I guess I don't. Should we do that? Should we look at some domains?
You want to look at domains?
Yeah, let's see how we can – let's take this all the way. Let's see how we can frame this into a little store here. So
business.
A lot of S's.
Yeah, it is. It's three S's.
What about biz?
You can't have that.
B-I-Z.
Bizsupply.com. No way that's available. For 30 grand, you can get that.
I mean – really want to go the extra mile.
What about like Biz Direct? No way that's going to be available. No way. Yeah, no, it's registered. In there.
So you got 16 people in here right now. If you guys have any questions about the niches we've just kind of explored, or you want us to go down a different route, feel free to chime in and let us know, because, I mean, how far into the stream are we right now?
33 minutes.
33 minutes in.
Now people are hopping on, but basically... Now
people are hopping on, and, I mean, they kind of missed. We already have a whole store ready to go here. So...
Biz Direct.
Yeah, any questions? Just...
We need to think of a good domain for this, though.
Yeah. Biz Boss. I don't... I don't know. Biz Boss website.
What about, like, we could just do like something. This is going into three word territory. businessprodirect.com.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, easy.
Or business direct pros.
And I mean, Joe, that one doesn't seem like it's available, but think about this. You do a store like this, you're selling the partitions, you're selling the spheres, all this stuff. And your clients, there are people that are starting businesses. Maybe you sell them on the back end, you try and sell them a business POS system.
There you go. See, that's getting into uncharted, unknown territory, but something to – these are the things that we talk about. but are not that easy to pull off.
Right.
But not that the opportunity is not there.
Right. I'd say it's something, if you have like a big email list at a certain point, it probably doesn't hurt to just send out an email blast, almost like an affiliate offer, and see what happens. I mean, but that's down the line. That's like a further vision for,
yeah,
you know, a type of store like this. Or you can just keep getting more stuff. Just keep adding on more stuff here. I mean, we just barely scratch the surface of this one website, the Planters Unlimited. Yeah. Let me go back to that, Joe, for all the people that just joined.
We've been doing this for about 10 minutes total between all the bullshitting. But yeah, basically, for those who just joined, we were clicking around. I think we started – what was the first thing we searched? I searched for landscaping stones, and then I came up on a website like this, Planters Unlimited, where they were selling these huge commercial planters. And then I realized related to that is like look at this. Rosetta Planter Bowl.
Oh, Planter Bench.
Planter Bench. What? Planter Bench.
Planter Bench.
Planter Bench. You can it feels on the audio, it's like a big bench with a tree in the middle that you could sit on, and it's over $6,000.
So Google that. Google Planter Bench.
Wow.
The Bench Factory.
Wow. But Mike, you know, even talk about furniture, B2B furniture, outdoor benches, outdoor park benches.
Yeah.
This could all be under the encompassing Business Pro Direct.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
The Bench Factory. Interesting.
Treetop Products.
Oh, this is actually, I guess, what's called a tree bench, or it's a bench that goes around a tree. Which, that's nice. I guess you get the natural shade of the tree.
I remember you bought some inventory from a supplier that was closing down and moving to holding more inventory now in private labeling. No. I think when we talked about that, it was more of like just like a one-time thing that we were doing. So we're just BSing right now about like private, like you could potentially private label any one of these products, because I mean, they're pretty like name. No one cares about the name brand of a bench.
Right.
Yeah. But we still don't really do stuff with inventory basically.
Well, I don't think we're BSing. I think we're talking about it as a legitimate idea.
Right. But we're just talking out loud about it. We're not actually doing it.
Right.
Personally.
We might in the future. I mean, to be honest, we spoke with our CPA today, and it's a lot of things happening.
Yeah. You can always put it in a home niche store and sell the other stuff B2B. Why not just do this?
Yeah, I feel like we have such a good angle here, Sean the Don. We've created this. We found the domain. We found all these products. I mean, it's perfectly crafted right here. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to try and combine this concept with like a Wayfair type store. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already got it from here. I mean, there's so many directions you can go in with this, with just even, you know, you got the benches, you got the spheres, you got like, which is like kind of falling into the decor category. And then plus you got the B2B sort of, you know, the trash cans, the urns, etc. So even just down the B2B like supply route, you got that too. So this is pretty solid here. You know what, Joe? I hope one day in about 6 months we're on a live stream and someone comes to us and they say, "Hey, take a look at my store, Business Pros Direct," and they're doing this.
We can only hope.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. What do you think about Diesel Generators Store?
Well, I feel like you just watched on the stream, if you watched the whole thing, the way that we build our stores. So I feel like the best answer to that question is just go back and watch what we just did.
Yeah, I mean, that could be one product that falls within a bit of a more niched up store. Like, I wouldn't make my store dieselgeneratorpros.com. Yep. But something, some sort of framing that encapsulates generators, diesel generators, along with maybe some other stuff for that audience. I don't know, people that like RV people, or I don't know who uses generators. I don't know. People in Florida. Oh, we look at the, wait. Go, you could go.
You can go.
Yeah, I mean, Sean the Don, you can do whatever you want.
You should read the question out loud.
Sorry. You could go from the perspective of it being an outside type of store and still do B2B, right? Yeah.
No, I guess. But I like to think of kind of like, I like to think of the avatar, the customer avatar, when designing this kind of stuff. I feel like there's outdoor encompasses so much, and you have so many different customer avatars. Like outdoor, yeah.
I would say, I think that's where people go wrong, is that they want to have, they think, oh, I'm going to do an outdoor store. And then they kind of start from that frame, and then they like just pick the most generic things versus just like browsing product types first and then kind of looking at all the product types and which ones look good and then framing something around that towards a, you know, one particular avatar.
Right. I think the avatar is always a very important consideration.
Yeah. Art NFTs.
Can I share my website?
Go ahead.
Whoa, we're getting spammed here. I got to block this person. Did you just do that, Mike?
I just blocked one. Is it this? I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, they're done.
Don't spam bots.
Is art in NFTs a spam bot? Is he doing like a crypto giveaway?
I've seen him before.
I know. But he's got NFTs in the name.
I know. Yeah, share your website.
Yeah, we'll review it. Maybe he's doing a ape giveaway or something. Ape for ape.
Yeah, what the hell, man? We're trying to have a nice family friendly time. And I don't know. So, Ricky Torres, can you buy established online store business and have some success?
You know, we've talked about this before, but Mike, I feel like I'm buying a store, if you can't build one, is not the right path to go down.
Facts. Because how are you going to know what to do?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to start small, build your way up. And, you know, even then, you could buy a business, and there's so many things that you could miss during the business buying process, like weird things with the way people set up their sites and stuff, that makes things more inconvenient for you versus when you set things up your way, you know exactly what's going on. It's all structured right. And yeah, I mean, buying a business can have its perks, but frankly, you know, if we look at like people that have bought our businesses previously, unfortunately, I don't know if many of them go on to like really make it better. Besides our one friend Brayden.
Yeah.
But I feel like even that was not luck, but just a lot of the store was already headed in that direction.
Yeah. It was kind of our, you know, our thing for selling it too early.
Yeah. He was just able to kind of ride the coattails of that. But then after that, after he sold it, it got completely destroyed. So I don't know.
Yeah, and we, you know what, we talked about that store in the Niche Selection Masterclass, but hey, it's closed now.
Yeah, but well, again, you know, inside of the e-commerce course and inside the Elite Fleet, they could see it, they can appreciate it. And I just did a office hours yesterday, Joe, talking more about that store, and I was looking at the ad account, and I was going through a specific text ad campaign, so.
Yeah.
You know, what's that worth? Showing an actual ads account, actual campaign for a store that was a six-figure sale. Showing actual conversion data. This is the type of stuff dreams are made of.
It's priceless.
It's priceless. Yeah. Because really, I mean, once you figure this out, like, it's kind of like you said, Joe, a lot of students that are really successful, like, don't talk to us anymore because they're just off doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Once you kind of figure this out, like, you don't need our help anymore. It's just kind of obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
So, how's that?
Well, he's wanted to do a gym store. Do you think you can maybe look into that if you have time? Well, I mean, it's hard to say. There are people that have successful gym stores. We used to have one, as a matter of fact, but I don't know if there's anything we could do live right now because, I mean, look what we just did. Like, we just did the initial process. Once you're at this point, you just make the website and start calling.
Yeah. And what I would say is if you're going to do a gym store, you need to do this type of thing because everyone that does a gym store tries to do the same exact types of stuff with the same suppliers, and you wind up in a pickle because you're really you're operating on hard mode.
Yeah, I mean, so we could maybe try and find one. We can try and get it started and find one unique product, I guess. I'm trying to think what's something – flip those tires. Huh. Right?
All right, done. There you go. What the hell is this? The tire flip plyo, dude.
Where do you see the
right,
tire?
To the right.
Tire flip plyo. Shopify.
This is not even a friggin' real domain. What is this?
I think this is like a AliExpress store or something.
It's spelled warranty right.
Warranty. I don't know what this is. This is weird. I don't like to use this as an example, but
well, I think this is a good route. Yeah.
Hey, this is the same thing. Hold on. Flipped. This is the brand. Flipped Tire Trainer. Huh, interesting. So this is not a gym store, but again, it shows you the amount of angles you could do. They're selling this tire flipping trainer, but then they're also getting into like classroom stuff, like active seating and floor cushions and things like that. So that's pretty interesting. I'm just trying to look for like what else stores that sell.
What is that? If you go up there a little bit, that thing, the half tire. Tires with 180.
This is like not even loading. I don't know. It's like a private label product of sorts, but this is obviously a brand, this Flip T tile trainer type thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to see like what else, you know, maybe the stores that are selling this are selling some other unique stuff. So I'm going to the boxing and MMA one. I mean, I wonder, I know some heavy bags are pretty expensive. I feel like that's a good angle to start exploring sandbags. Um, I want to find this like the category for this tire. Plyometrics. Jump testing. Vertical jump tester. I mean, so yeah, I mean.
There you go.
I mean, so yeah, we just found a couple different things that if we were doing a gym store, that's exactly what we would do. We'd obviously do it for more than a few minutes, but you can see in just 2-3 minutes, what did we found? We found two pretty unique things. Yep. You know, find 20 of these.
Yep. Exactly. And there's things, you know, we're never going to be able to figure out in this amount of time because it's just...
There's things we're not gonna be able to figure out unless we actually do it.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note, our cousin Jared was at a trade show in Miami. He was at like a gym. It was like a fitness trade show. And there was like crazy things there. He was kind of making the point that like, look at all this different stuff you could sell.
Mm, interesting.
It, you know, it really is the case. Like, fitness industry, the gym industry, obviously very competitive, but it's very popular. Health, wealth, relationships. It's really one of the only drop shipping things you can do that fall under the health category to some degree.
You trying to sell a 6-pack ab course?
Hey, I talked about the point of sale systems for the business pros. You have the gym store. You sell them go to ClickBank, go to the friggin', the Venus.
Nah, yeah, I think you're right in the sense that I feel like if you have a customer from a gym store, there's a lot of things you could market to them on the back end.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. And it's, that's an interesting one because there's so many different affiliate products and even like supplements and stuff like that that you can really get into if you wanted to. And I mean, we don't get into this too much because it's a little bit too advanced. Like, the majority of our content goes towards people that are kind of in the beginner stage and then getting them to the intermediate stage of like 100K a month, 200K a month, and then from there people can kind of just run with it on their own. Because like we said before, they now have the ability to just kind of copy and paste what they've done as many times as they want. And then that's basically it. They're going to be set financially for really as long as they want if they play their cards right. But what we're talking about now is like really crazy stuff if you really wanted to go the extra mile. And yeah, because if you have a gym store, you're building up your email list and you say, hey, after people purchase, I'm sending them through this post-purchase sequence where I'm giving them like all these affiliate offers, and you know that you're going to make, you know, an average of $100 for every one purchase you get. You're going to make $100 extra from this affiliate sequence. Then think about what that does to your bottom line and the amount that you can spend to acquire a customer now. You can even break even to acquire a customer because you know it's going to make money on the back end for you. But again, I'm getting a little bit too advanced. People don't need to know about this.
Right. And I think there is something to say for keeping it simple. Like, the reason why we've done things the way we've done them, and when we first started, we made like 6 dropshipping stores when we first got started, was because once we saw success, you know, we were wise enough to not veer too far out of what we knew how to do, even though we know that kind of stuff exists, obviously. But when you're talking about post-purchase sequences and selling people multiple products on the back end, it becomes a little fuzzy. And also, and like, you know, it's also like, I feel like it's good to focus on. So when I see stuff like we were talking about before, we're talking about the ash urns for smoking or whatever. The reason why I want to look that up on Alibaba is because when I see something like that, like, I know that if we could get that at a cheap there, like, I can almost tell you for a fact we could advertise it profitably and we could rank it. So that's the way I think of things. I don't necessarily think of things like, oh, you know, this is a huge market and this is a $5 billion market and we got to get in here. And yeah. I just feel like, to me, it makes the most sense to focus on what you know how to do, build a store, get traffic to the store, and then all the other details are kind of like secondary.
Right. It's all frivolous. It's all frivolous if you haven't gotten your first sale yet, you haven't gotten your first 100K month yet, you haven't gotten your first 200K month.
Right.
Because at that point, to get to that point, it's all copy and paste.
Right.
After the first sale, it's all just spend more on that product. Get more right. products. Spend more. And it's right. just, it's all the same sort of action. But to go really beyond, that's where it's just, you have to think of outside the box a little bit, because you don't want like 10 dropshipping stores and, you know, thousands of orders a month. That's probably not practical for the average person. But again, right. it's just like, we don't even need to talk about it because it's right. just...
Well, most of your failures are going to be when you're thinking outside of the box. When you're when you're copying something that is proven, you have a much higher chance of success. Anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. Most failures are outside of the box. And that's why, you know, like startups are very high risk, high reward, because they're trying to do something disruptive, but the majority of it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And this is just a lot more easy to have success with.
So Voyage Travel says, I'm working on my store now. I'll be buying your course. Why don't you just buy the course now? That way you can talk to us and we can approve all the details about your store.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's the better way to go about it. But that's just
him,
me.
Let him over do her thing or him thing.
I just don't want, because I feel like we've run into situations where people have come from other courses or they've just kind of done things on their own. And then they get in and we tell them, look, I don't like all this about your site. I don't like your domain name. So you're going to have to do it all over again.
Sick. I don't know. Take it easy.
Why don't you just mind your business? Have you guys ever tried to sell digital products, courses, after having built your physical niche store? Yes, but it's not that easy.
Yeah, the problem is there's not a lot of demand for expensive digital products outside of health, wealth, relationships.
Exactly.
So that's the issue. And it's a lot easier. There's so many more physical products to sell to people that are expensive versus doing like versus digital products. And so for the average person, until you've already hit that financial freedom point just through high ticket drop shipping, you don't even really have to think about this type of thing.
Yeah. I think that's the moral of the story.
Yeah. I'm just looking into an industrial niche that is B2B. The competition isn't too bad from UK, but has a lot of big dealer sites. What's your opinion? Big dealer sites ain't no problem, because big dealer sites have big dealer problems in that they're trying to manage, you know, tens of thousands of SKUs. And, you know, you coming in as a smaller person, you have a few suppliers, you have a few brands. It's easier to focus on those brands and take some traffic away from those big sites. And so I was just talking about the office hours I did yesterday about one of the products we sold previously. And this product was being sold by the manufacturer themselves. And not only that, they were also being sold on Amazon. They were like one of the Amazon best sellers for this particular product. And yet we were able to still sell that thing successfully.
Indeed. So.
Did you?
I bought your course 3 days ago. Quite happy so far. That's good.
See, are you in the The Discord?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Because I recognize, I thought I saw his icon in the Discord, but maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, so there you go. We're hitting the hour mark. I think we got a lot done here. I mean, basically created the whole site concept for Business Pros Direct. And I mean, all it's left to do is just find some suppliers, find, you know, all the suppliers that exist for all these. Just contact them. You'll wind up with some, start running ads. And you're kind of off to the races. So, I mean, people get too in their head about this stuff, I think. When it just comes down to doing what we did here, start calling suppliers. You know, you make the website, you throw in a couple demo products, whatever. And that's really the only way you're going to get to the end goal is just you got to do it, take it step by step. And
yeah.
Really what we've outlined here, it's like even if you can't find the ash urns for smoking, you know, no one wants to sell those to you. You got the planter benches, you got the tree benches, and there's just so many different routes you can go down within this small, small subset of, I don't even know what this is.
I think it's Business Pros Direct is what it is. But Mike, if we're going to sign off in a second, but if we were down to nothing and we had to fully start over, I feel like what we did here on stream is basically what we would do. And obviously we wouldn't be talking while we're doing it. We probably would have the store up just about right now. And probably tomorrow we'd start calling suppliers.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy because you're right. I never really thought about it like that. But it is like within an hour. I mean, we kind of BS'd a lot here, but in an hour we could have this site nearly ready to go to call suppliers. And then once we get in with the suppliers and give it a week to kind of get the paperwork in and get in with a few and stuff like that. And you're really off to the races. So
maybe we'll do a challenge one day. I don't know. I'm kind of lazy, but
I'm lazy too.
Yeah. So we're not going to do it. All right. Good stuff, guys. Buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Find out how we build $1 million in online assets, starting with drop shipping, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, guys, if you're not convinced by now, I don't know what to tell you. This is how we do it. We put it there on a silver platter for you. But yeah, that's it. Take it or leave it. But as always, take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.